Since we released our first report, there's been some good progress on the Lesotho Islands Water Project Phase 2, and we've seen 36 contracts being awarded. So this is very positive. What still needs to be done is the minister must comply with the South African legislation and appoint experienced professional engineers in the department, in its top structures. Then we must also honor the treaty with Lesotho to ensure that we do the things correctly and according to plan. And obviously, we've got good expertise in a project management unit. They need to be given proper lines of and delegation of authority to do their jobs properly without any interruption from the minister or anyone else or political interference. We need to change the operating rules to improve water security for Gauteng and South Africa, especially with the water being released through the tunnel all the time, which generates electricity. So the water is running instead of filling up the dams to secure our water. And then we also need civil society to participate in a Vaal River reconciliation strategy to ensure that the plans are not interfered with and that it's monitored properly and progresses. And we need to challenge the selling of water to Botswana. We don't have sufficient water currently for South Africa. How can we even consider supplying and selling our water resources through this project to Botswana, or through a different project to Botswana? And that needs action by the minister. But I think with the master plan, we see a lot of progress and good things are happening.